verses 1 to 8. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 8. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no more sea. You know the meaning of that? No more trouble. Amen? No more pain. Amen? Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tears from their eyes. Amen? There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Amen. Then he that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my child. 8. For the cowardly, the unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We will not be part of the second death in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It is well with you. Tell your neighbor, it is well with me. I'm happy to have witnessed today. Amen. Sorrow and mourning shall be far away from you. Satan will not use you to balance his account this year in the mighty name of Jesus. As the year runs to an end, Pastor Olukoya, Dr. Olukoya, we always pray. Say, as the year goes to an end, so many demonic powers and principalities, they are trying all they are possible to balance their account, because demons have given them the number of people they must bring to the kingdom. So they are trying all their possible best to balance their account. But you will not be used to balance Satan's account, satanic account, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your children shall never be used to balance satanic account in the mighty name of Jesus. I have titled this place where weeping stops. There is a place where there will be no more weeping, there will be no more cry, there will be no more pain, there will be no more sorrow, there will be no more death. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall be part of that place in the name of Jesus. According to that passage that we read, it's a place where weeping stops. One of our brothers, during the week, was very, very, how would I put it now? He was made to come to reality that life is transient. Life. That this life we have can be taken away at any time. He parked his car. There is a shortcut he normally takes to his office. He took that shortcut. He took the shortcut. And he was going. 30 seconds after taking that shortcut. 30 seconds. There was somebody lying down with a car on top of him, crying for help. 30 seconds after he crossed, it could have been him. This brother was so shocked that he doesn't know what to do. He said, this is life. An hour later, that boy died. A colleague, his people are not here. He has not finished his program. My brother was so shocked. And I told him, that is life. But we thank God that Satan has not used you to do what? To balance his account for the year. Praise the Lord. There was one Saturday in March, I think it was 2016 or so, 2018, where we woke up to a story that a whole airline disappears from the sky. Up to today, do you know that we do not know, they've not found that aircraft with about 156 people inside. And now imagine the pain that those people face. That aircraft consisted of intellectuals, scientists, ordinary people like you and I, great people. So today, we've not been able to see that aircraft. Sorrow and everything in the life of those people. Some news said that that aircraft landed successfully in one airbase, giving some hope to the relations, but hope soon faded away because that report was refuted. Until this time, there is no answer. No sure answer to any question. So you discover that losing a close relation is terrible enough. Let alone losing several, as will have happened in that Malaysian airline, because there were families there. On TV that night, I saw people weeping. And I asked myself, is there a time when sorrows of any kind will end and people will live joyfully without crying? That was the question that also came to my mind when my brother brought that news of that death of his friend. He was just walking innocently by the, what do you call that, sidewalk before this car came, knocking down. And fell on top of him. He was just walking by that, innocently. Not that it was not that he was cursing, no. But what jolted my brother was that it's just 30 seconds, not even 1 minute, just 30 seconds. Like, I just crossed the road now, and then the next thing I hear is BOW! No sign of any vehicle when I was crossing. And then I heard that bomb. No, only for one of his friends, close friends of his, to be shouting for her. The car on top of him. Well, because after asking myself that question, is there a time when sorrow of any kind will end and people will live joyfully without crying? So the Holy Spirit was able to direct me to this passage that yes, that time is coming. And that one is found in that chapter that we read. The revelation of our Jesus Christ to John is provided in chapters 21 and 22. When you get to read them, chapters 21 and 22. But in chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, John said, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no more any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautiful dress for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven, from the throne, saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. And he will dwell with them. He will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. But with our sins and inadequacies and imperfections of this world, there are no guarantees for a completely sorrow-free life. In this world, I want you to know that. Until that new heaven and new heart is established. But there's a new place where all sorrow, we do what? All sorrow and all crying, we do what? We cease. It is called the New Jerusalem. In this place, Christ himself will be king and ruler. Those of us who are God's children will reign with him Because we are joined heirs to his throne. He will use us to administer his peaceful leadership over a new earth. Every source and cause of weeping will be taken away. Because God is dwelling among his people. The devil cannot find a place there. All fears will be removed and a completely new dispensation is born. I pray we'll be part of that kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall never be found wanting from that kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So each time I read about the Garden of Eden, I think about peace, I think about tranquility that we lost when Adam sinned. We all try today to make ourselves happy. But God did not envision a world with such inequality as we have today. No. We may advance in technology, create art that makes life a little easier, but what if we didn't need to struggle so hard to achieve these results? We create factories, we produce goods, we produce vehicles to ease movement, but each creation leads to another problem. During the French Revolution in France, in fact, they thought that once we are able to overthrow this monarchy, life will come. No, new problems developed. Problems they didn't even think about. So there was anarchy everywhere. During the Industrial Revolution, when machines started doing things, that many people thought, oh, the millennium has finally arrived. Man now just need to relax and enjoy the fruit of his labor. Has it been like that since then? No. New problems that were never envisaged, arose. That is life. Today we struggle with gradual destruction of the earth with our machines and all the cars that we have, because of emission. The developed world today, America today, will be happier if people will walk or ride bicycles to work instead of using cars. But how many people are ready to do that? Upon all our inventions, we are still looking for ways to find the peace that God initially envisions for us. But only God can bring that peace back. The New Jerusalem is no fantasy. That's what I want us to know. It's no fantasy. It is real. But before we get there, only a life in Christ can guarantee that hope. Only a life in Christ can guarantee that peace and joy that we will be part of that New Jerusalem. If you are not in Christ, you will not suffer the second death in the mighty name of Jesus. In conclusion, look at how God bless those who fear him, those who are in him, those who have Christ in their life. Psalm 128 said, blessed is everyone who does what? Who fears the Lord? Who walks in his ways? He said, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy. Say amen. And it shall be well with you. He went on to say, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants round about your table. He said, behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord, who is in Christ. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem, the good of America, the good of Chicago, all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children, and peace upon Israel in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet. All of us, just look at all those areas of your life that makes you not to be a part and parcel of that New Jerusalem. I say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. A mind that imagines wicked things will not make that New Jerusalem. It was stated It was stated in that passage that we read. Those who are not part of that Jerusalem in verse 8. But the cowardly, those who will not be able to preach the gospel, who will not be able to announce that here am I, I'm a Christian, who will not be able to stand for Jesus, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, immoral people, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, so they can never be part of that thing. What are those areas? In which area do you think you fall? Say, have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. I want to be part of this new Jerusalem, Father. A city where God himself will dwell with us, and we as children will be as ministers. Father, I want to be part of it. Whatever it takes, let me be part of it, O Lord. Let me be part of it, whatever it takes, Father. Whatever it takes, let me be part of this kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Ask God for a new heart that sins no more. Yes, a new heart. David says, give me, renew my heart, O Lord. Put the right spirits within me. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me, Father. Renew the right spirits within me. Holy Spirit, renew yourself in me. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Renew the right spirit within me. Brethren, Christianity is not going to church. Christianity is not paying your tithe. Christianity is not doing this, doing that. Christianity is alive in Christ. Christianity is love. Do you love your neighbor? When you hear that somebody is a gay, how do you react? Do you just look at that person and begin to pray for her, or you just condemn him or her? Many of us, we condemn people that are not doing it the way we do it. It shouldn't be like that. Let the love of God inhabit my heart today. The love that made Christ to die for me on the cross. Father, renew and give me that love, that heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, I pray, all of us, everyone hearing me under my voice, whether at home, right here in this auditorium, Father, we will not miss the new Jerusalem in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it takes, O Lord, for you to take us to be part of that new Jerusalem, do it in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. No more pain. No more crying. No mourning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our lives will never be cut short. I pray our lives will never be cut short. Our destinies will never be cut short. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all of us here and members of our family, we shall live to glorify your name all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.